Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Kiran Kidwai. KirinQuidwai. Miss Kiran Kidwai is a date of birth is 10/25/1978, and date of accident is 1/8/2022. The date of service is 6/14/2022. Miss Kiran Kidwai is here for a follow-up evaluation. She initially was a victim of a automobile accident where she was hit into a median wall after sliding on a freezing rain. There were three other people who were riding her car, and as a result, the patient suffered from severe headaches, and the impact caused the car being totaled, and patient started having pain in the neck and mid back and lower back and right hip. The pain in the lower back is across, but there is no radiation of pain to the upper extremity or lower extremity. The pain in the neck is reported to be 5 at this time. The upper back is only achy, 2 or 3. The mid back and lower back pain is 7, but no radiation is reported. She patient reports weakness of the left arm, and she has dropped phone, and there is a decreased ability to abduct arm 180 degrees. She can do up to 120 degrees without pain. And pain level is around 5 to 6 on a baseline. Headaches are continuing, and they are associated with dizziness occasionally and lack of concentration. However, no other major symptoms are reported. The patient is otherwise doing physical therapy, medications. The pain level is varying from 4 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected at 6. Most of the ADLs are reported less than 50% on a scale of 1 to 100. The pain level is reported relieved 60% overall since the time of accident. In the system review, patient reports headaches which are still once or twice a week, and when they come, they are almost like 8 or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. And difficulty sleeping is reported, weakness is reported, lack of concentration is reported. The patient denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, poor work performance, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that there is a stiffness in the neck and pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, and the right shoulder. Sorry, on the left shoulder. Apologies. And a hip pain on the right side. There's no difficulty in walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. There is a significant improvement, 60% overall since the time of accident, due to the physical therapy and conservative treatment and home exercises. The patient reports no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in last 30 days. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 116 over 85, pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 5/10/2022, dictation number is 0514-043. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the same conservative treatment as patient is being helped. A patient has not done her MRI for the brain. She's not interested, I think, and also the spine MRI. I have informed that in order to have objective findings on the case, she should look into getting the MRI done. The patient understands, and she will get them done so that we can have a specific treatment plan for her. At this time, patient is stable. No other issues are needed. Medications are provided to her, which are naproxen and Elavil and Flexeril and some Tramadol, 100 milligram PRN. Thank you.